went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Second Date Update. Mm. Oh, so popular.
It is. People love Second Date Update.
That they do.
They want to find out what's going on out there.
Always.
Yeah.
It is sometimes not fun.
Sometimes it's not.
But entertaining, too.
It is. It can be.
So this morning we actually have Bill on the phone. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
So tell us, my man, who'd you go on a date with?
Yeah.
I went out with this girl named Michelle.
Okay.
She's a real cool girl. We met on OkCupid. Mm-hmm. We chatting a bit, and we love listening to music and going to fish fries.
Mm-hmm.
So like after chatting offline for a little bit, we decided to meet at Toby's for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're known to have one of the best fish fries in town, and so
yeah.
They thought that'd be a good way to kick off our first date.
Mm-hmm.
We met. Had a great conversation. We were really getting along. Everything seemed to be going great.
Mm-hmm.
Been talking with her. I feel like the only way to really be in a relationship is to be honest. And since I was like enjoying her company, I just told her like, hey, I'm on a bunch of dating websites because, you know, it's tough to meet people and I just want to increase like my chances of meeting people. And after I said that, I could kind of tell that she sort of started to pull back a little bit. And, like, we still talked and everything was great. But mm-hmm. then, like, at the end, we just, like, hugged. And, like, I could tell from, like, the way she hugged me that she was a little standoffish. But, like, she still, like, gave me, a real hug. But I told her I'd call her for a second date. And she said, great. And then I've reached out to her a couple times and not hearing anything back.
Well, first off, Phil, let me just put this out there.
Right.
No woman wants to feel like they're part of a cattle call.
Exactly.
Like she's just one of a thousand that, and she better get in line because you're going to go through another round of people. It's like being at the DMV.
No. I get that. And it's not like I'm my social calendar's full. It's just that I wasn't meeting anybody. It's not like I go out on dates like every night by any means.
Sure.
And I told her that. Like, it was just.
Yeah.
And, like, she saw that I was an OkCupid. It came up about, like, how I was on different sites.
Yeah.
And then I just felt
I
should be honest and not be like I'm a player, but it was just to increase the chance of
meeting. Well, sure. Because it does kind of look like a player, you know, like when you're on those dating apps and then you see them on more than one.
Sure. I mean, and believe me, the ladies do that.
They do.
Will go and make sure that you are not on 55,000.ashleymadison.com.
Okay.
Because that's where that relationship
goes.
You know, OkCupid, though, that's a pretty mature, real type of, site versus Plenty of Fish. So, you know, speaking of fish, love a dude that loves to eat some fish fry.
Uh-huh.
I hope you like to wear flannels, too, Bill. Do you wear flannels?
I definitely have a steady collection of
them. All right. Oh, see, you're
all right.
Kind of man.
Okay.
All right. So how long has it been since the last time then you've spoken with her?
It's been almost like 2 weeks. And
ooh.
I didn't, you know, like, well, but I gave it a couple days before, like, reaching out about the second date.
Well, right. You got got other prospects going on.
Yeah, apparently.
No.
I
just didn't want to, like, I didn't want to seem, like, too eager or, like, too pushy.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, and then I didn't want to, like, blow her up about, like, hey, what's up, Michelle? Like, I had a great time. Like, let's go out.
That's true.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's go eat some steak.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Well, this is what we're going to do, Bill. We're going to play a song. And then when we get back, we're going to call Miss Michelle and see why the heck she's not getting back to you. Because
mm-hmm.
you sound like a pretty legit guy.
Yeah,
you know, you sound sweet.
Mm-hmm.
You go out for fish fries. You wear flannels, man. You got a stock full, it sounds
all right.
like.
Yeah.
So you got a 10 in my book.
Okay.
Hopefully we can score a second date between Bill and Michelle with Chris and Morning Rush. Coming up next on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. We're in the midst of a second date update.
Yes,
We have our boy Bill on the phone. Now,
uh-huh.
listen, he met our girl Michelle on OkCupid.com.
Uh-huh.
We like that one. That's not one you hear around a lot.
No, not too much.
No, that's old school.
Yeah, it's becoming a little old school.
That's like the love connection.
It does seem that way, doesn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they like to enjoy some really good stuff like fish fries, which are really yummy.
Yeah. Yeah, they enjoy fish fries, listening to music. So they decided to meet at Toby's for dinner, which Toby's is known to have one of the best fish fries. I've been there. It's delicious. And then he said everything was going really well. He hasn't heard from her in a couple weeks. He's thinking maybe because he brought up, like, he's on a bunch of different dating apps.
Yeah, he's on, like, datacaptain.com, exactly. dataprisoner.com.
Exactly.
He said, she said, mm-hmm. Our time.
So he's thinking that might have, like, you know, kind of made her a little, like he's not available or
sure.
something. I don't
Spooked.
Know. But it's been a couple weeks, so yeah. It's kind of making you wonder. I don't know.
All right, Bill, are you ready, my man? We're going to give her a call.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Like, I hope this works.
Okay.
We got you.
Yeah,
here
good
go.
Luck.
Hello.
Hi, is this Michelle?
This is she. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Michelle.
Oh, hey.
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
This is Krista and Tracy. We're calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. How are you?
I'm good. What is this about?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, me too.
Normally the ladies are like, ooh, did I win Diva
I
for
know.
A day?
Yeah, usually.
You mm-hmm. did not win Diva for a day today.
No. Mm-hmm.
Although you should go to madtownjams.com and get that ready for your day of pampering.
Yes.
But listen, someone liked a whole bunch of pampering that was done with you two because, you know, you had some eye contact. You ate some fish together.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a very nice way about him, how he talks.
Yep.
You met him on OKCupid.
Uh-huh.
It's been a few weeks. Oh, she don't.
I think she
Bill,
knows.
Do you remember our boy Bill?
Yeah, do ya?
he's kind of hard to forget. Yeah. Uh-huh. I remember him.
Oh, that's good.
Well, that is good.
Tell us why it's so hard to forget that you haven't spoken to him in a couple weeks.
Right.
Well, I mean, yeah, we did meet on OKCupid. He's a nice guy. He was really brutally honest through the whole date. And, you know, sometimes on your first date, you don't want so much transparency, but he did share that he's been on a bunch of other sites as well and that he doesn't have really a lot of time to meet people. And this is a great way for him to meet people. But the thing is, and this is something he made very, very clear, was that he's not looking for a deep relationship. Like, he's looking for something casual.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what confused me is that although he's really sweet and really honest and everything, he sent me flowers the next day.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
I got confused because I want a relationship. I'm not looking for something casual. I'm too old for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I told him that. And when he called, I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Is he calling for a booty call? Because I don't want to get myself involved in all that.
No.
Too much.
Well, what if he's super hot?
Yeah, is he hot, girl?
Is it good enough for a booty call then?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let's. Well, we will see in ourselves because, Bill, I don't know about you. You sound like you're a hot guy.
Yeah.
Would you say you're a hot guy?
I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't really think of myself like that.
All
but
right.
Well,
we had to ask.
Hey,
yeah,
Michelle.
Bill, Bill's on the phone.
Michelle, you're on second date update, girl. Bill's been listening to the entire phone call.
Yeah.
So it sounds like we've got some mixed messages here.
Mm.
Casual.
I'm very confused. Why did you bring me on a radio station to ask me this?
Well, because you wouldn't get back to me. And I mean, I didn't want to freak you out and say, like, I was just looking to settle down right away. So I, you know, tried to play it off. Not, but I didn't mean for it to come across as I was just looking for something casual. Like, I mean, I'm not on OKCupid for nothing.
You say I'm not ready for something real right now. And the fact that you've got me on a radio station with everyone listening, I have to be honest with you, that's pretty pathetic.
Oh! What?
Oh, whoa.
I think it's very...
I thought it was very nice.
Manly.
Michelle. Yeah.
Okay. A lot of guts.
Yeah.
A lot of glory.
Yeah,
I mean, I sent you flowers so you would know that I was more serious than just, you know, going out and just having a nice dinner.
Well, this doesn't sound good.
Why would you say, oh, by the way, I'm on like several different websites. oh, and by the way, you know, and I'm not looking for anything real right now. Something casual is what I want. But why would you say all that?
But sometimes.
And send me flowers.
That's not what I said. I'm on several websites because one, in case you were on them, I wanted you to know that one, I was being honest.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's like, two, that I wasn't like looking to get married tomorrow, but not like casual and just like, I can call you whenever.
I think, Michelle, you might have taken this out of context.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I mean, like you're saying, I'm on a variety of different webbing date sites.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it beats his chance of not finding someone.
Exactly, yeah.
But he's pursuing you. So I think you might have, you know, taken this out of, you know, context. Yeah. So,
and a lot of times casual turns into a relationship.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know.
So here's the deal. This is the big question. Michelle, would you be interested in going back out with Bill?
I mean, if what you're saying, Bill, is true, and you will not bring me back on a radio show to ask me questions.
Oh,
she does not like us.
I guess she doesn't. And a lot of people do.
Not you guys.
Give me a chance. We'll go out and I'll show you that it's true. Like, I mean, I want to get to know you. I don't want to be like second date, like we're in love, but if that's what it's, you know.
Oh, no,
but,
please.
Hey.
Yeah. No, I'm not trying to make you force anything, but at the same time, don't consider me a booty call. I would be open to going out again.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't consider you a booty call. We hugged. I mean, it wasn't like I was reaching out to you to try to come over and, you know.
I don't think Netflix he was considering you a booty call at all, Michelle.
Well, I wish you to the best of luck.
Really?
This is a second date?
Yeah, is this what we're doing?
Okay, sure.
Okay.
You know what? I think we're going to send them out on a date, okay?
Uh-huh.
Let's send them out to, like, Hoohat Mongolian Grill.
Oh, okay.
So they can keep their distance. One can be on one side of the chef and the other one can be on the other.
That sounds good.
And then they can talk from there.
They can do that.
Ooh, don't get too close.
Nope, don't do it.
It's got a hot fire there.
Oh, that's right.
Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.